Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AJ Ditko. AJ Ditko. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is A-T-A-Z-P Live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, T-A-Z. We also got our co-host in here, Brother Ant, you in the house.
Yeah, I'm here, Taz. What your colleague had me sweating there for a couple of hours today, though, bro.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't think you was going to make it, man.
Yeah, no, I didn't think I was either because I had to drop my wife off at the airport in Atlanta traffic during rush hour. If you've never been in the ATL, it's like going to get manna in the Ten Commandments in the movie. All them people in line, that's how many cars is out there. For real, for real. Right, also in the house, we got Z-I-G off in this place. What's up, dog?
Oh, what's up, big baby? You got it? Y'all got it? What's going on, man? What's going on, Taz?
Man, we up here. Me and Zig was talking about the Miami Heat because this game is killing me, dog. I'm like, I was watching it, then I had to walk away and start the show, so I've been missing it. I'm like, it's killing me, man. I'm sitting on pins and needles. Here I go again. Here we go again. And also, Ant was watching the game as well, too.
We all right, though. We down eight, man. Bosh just made a couple of nice free throws, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We hanging in, man. It's looking good. We're going to turn it on second half. You already know how we do it.
I hope we do, man. I'm sitting here. I got
the game on right now, too, ZIG. I got the game on, too, you know. And I'm just waiting for a heat explosion here, man. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting on the same thing. Yeah, LeBron just went hard to the hole. You already know he got fouled. So, you know, we got free throws coming, man. Everything's good. Everything's looking lovely, man.
He sound like he Howard Cosell over there. I got the visual in my head already. We don't get back to the business at hand. The reason why I got you on here, man, I'm an administrator on Like for Like on DJ Carmi's page. Me and her are good friends, and she had me as an administrator. And I seen one of your videos on that particular page. It's here on Facebook, but it's a particular page called Like for Like. I seen one of your videos, fell madly in love with it, and I was like, yo, I got to get this cat on the show, so... Zig, how long? Matter of fact, how you get the name, dog? Wait a minute, because I'm T-A-Z, three letters, yeah. You Z-I-G, three letters. You know, we rhyme. We almost related, for real. how you get the name, Cap?
Well, man, you know what? It's kind of a long story, man, but I'll make it short as possible, man. It actually came out of a few ways, man. My boy Rob, man, Robert Armstrong from New York, man, when he was living down here, we all grew up together, me and the Armstrong brothers. And, man, he was real crazy, man. He was real wildcat, man. He'd make everybody up a nickname, and then he was just a comedian, real funny type of guy, man, cracking jokes and everything. And we was big followers of Jordan back when he was playing, Michael Jordan when he was playing. And Rob said his name all crazy one time. He was like Jordan Zigga Digga Dig Digga 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 Digga, some kind of crazy shit, man. It was out of control. It was the wildest shit I ever heard. And he was like, man, he just started calling me Zig, you know, just because of that. But I don't know why. I don't know. You know, you're young, you childish, man. So that's where that came from. And then like a little later, so I was already kind of had that name floating around Zig like that. And then a little later, man, a guy kind of lived up the road, man. He had a joint, man. He had a zigzag joint. Must have been rolled in a zigzag. I guess it was a white paper. And me and Rob and this guy went out and kind of smoked and shit. But I ain't no real big smoker, you know what I'm saying? We ain't no real big smoker to this day because I think the dude might have had something laced up in it, man. So we started wilding out real bad. Shit got kind of crazy. So, you know, after that, the name stuck to me even more, you know, Zig. So basically, you know, I took that name. I didn't like it at first, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, that name ain't even cool. But I just let it stick with me and stuff. And after him and, you know, everybody else kind of started calling me it because it kind of got caught on to me. I just went with it. I just rolled with it, you know, and I figured it was a good rap name. And so I took it, and I basically turned it into Z-I-G, you know, and made each letter mean something, which I say that it means zany, intelligent, genius, because I'm basically all three of those things wrapped into one. So yeah, I just rolled with it, you know. And then B.I.G., you know, may he rest in peace. You know, I feel like, you know, it just kind of goes right along, you know, with a good rap name, you know, B.I.G.Z.I.G. It's easy to remember, and it rolls off the tongue, man. So yeah, that's basically where that came from.
So how did you start doing music? How did you start doing music, man?
That started early, man. That started, I was always listening to music. I always would hear music, you know. My mama was a heavy influence on me, God rest her soul. She always would have the radio playing, and she would tell me, I remember her telling me even before I was born, she would feel me kicking around and stuff, you know, when she would be listening to music and everything. So apparently I would be getting excited, but I guess me, when I first, you know, really actually started getting into it was probably about somewhere in junior high. I remember me and the guys, back then we had little karaoke machines and everything, and we would be messing around with instrumentals on tape and, you know, just basically rapping and stuff, you know, just freestyling, man, just, you know, going off like that, because I was heavily influenced by DJ Screw and all them. Growing up and just, you know, even before that, just, you know, Dr. Dre and Rakim and just, you know, various cats back then. So, basically starting freestyling on karaoke and stuff. I started getting into it like about junior high, early junior high, maybe later junior high, you know, really, really getting into it. And then once I got into high school, you know, boys would be making beats on trash cans and making beats on the tables.
Right.
And, man, you know, we'll just be spitting, just saying whatever, you know, blah, 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 you know, talking about just random stuff, you know, however we felt, you know, just getting raised up, you know, how things was, you know, around the block and everything. So, yeah, that's basically where it came from.
The music that I heard, which is the song is Pain is Life, I guess people probably tell you, man, it don't sound like hip-hop that's out today. Now, for me, I'm going to tell you right now, for me, everything, if anybody's spitting in something or putting down 16 or they rapping and they ain't singing, to me, that's hip-hop. Anything on any kind of music, and even if it's country or western, they tearing it up with 16 bars. I'm feeling it's hip hop. So, how do you feel before I play this song? Because I know, I'm sure Ant's gonna love it too because it's different. And I love music like that. I love music that's original and different. How did you get received about this song? I mean, did everybody feel it? Because it's a hot song now. Don't get me wrong, but it isn't your typical sounding hip hop song of today. You know what I'm saying? The way people doing it today. Y'all doing it a little different on this.
Right. Yeah, I understand that, man. Basically all, I mean, everybody that's been receiving it so far, they got nothing but love for it, man. As soon as I came out with, I've had prior versions of the track, you know what I'm saying, before that I kind of put out, and it's, it, you know, people have accepted it, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, they felt like it sounded nice or whatever, but I was just recently able to actually, you know, make the official version of it, you know, original beat, all the lyrics are original, that's my life story, basically, on the track. I'm singing on there, you know what I'm saying, I'm the one doing the hook. It all came with time. It all came with my life, you know, obviously, basically. And people from what I've been seeing, what I've been hearing, now I'm sure there's some people that don't like it and don't appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm figuring maybe your younger audience might not be able to really handle it because it's no fun and games really in there. You know, that's real life, you know, that's serious business on the track, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, cars and this and that, you know, hitting the club, having fun. I'm talking about, you know, the way life can really do you, you know, the way life can really treat you. But yeah, for you know, for the most part, I've gotten a lot of good reviews. You know, people really, it's like, you know, like we're talking about, especially from the real hip hop heads. You know, the the cats that really have grown and kind of matured. You know, and they know that life is a struggle. You know, life's not all fun and games, man. You got to take the sour with the sweet, you know, at the same time. So, yeah,
right.
people pretty much are, you know, holding on to it and really, you know, they're appreciating it, I feel like. You know, they giving a good ear to it.
This is Z-I-G. Pain is life. That is a spelled I-Z. I'm partial to them Z's. Anyway, this is Pain is Life.
Say it like all the way through again, or am I just kind of every other word?
Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say it. Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze.
As a result of God first, heaven and earth, sex and birth. On the job, meaning I'm hard at work. Taking just a glimpse at my life leaves you scarred and hurt. But you need to look closer to get the big picture. Stand and gaze at the poster, then read from Zig Scripture. 1982 is the year that it all began. One child is born from one woman and one man. One came from two, and two came from one. Love from up above as a father is to a son. But in this case, during the life of one child, mother played both roles and saw her son run wild. All this stress took a toll on her life, no doubt. Cancer struck, time was up, G.O.D. took her out. Through all these days, growing strong as a young man, all I pray is I'll be with my father and my mother again.
Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze.
Born in Louisiana, year of 1982. I was moved here to the fruit about the age of two. For over 20 years I lived here in the 409. All the time as a boy I had my dream to go shine. Maybe I blast to the top like an astronaut. Hey, I might have fame calling my name. Still the same, I wondered if I'd love winter, spring or fall, or would summer be the one to give me the call. I hope for paradise to be very nice as I rode in the street on my trike, waiting for the street lights at night. Sometimes I'd look up above and wonder what it was. Should I try to fly high to the sky just like a dove? All I knew really, like an eagle, I just needed to be free. Feel me?
Feel me? Feel me?
Like an eagle, I just needed to be free. Feel me?
Feel me? Feel me?
Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze.
I never sprouted those wings, so now you know.
Now you
pain
know.
And sorrow is all that I sing. I still dream of being king, but it's a long road to the castle
long
when
road.
Everything is a hassle, and it feels like my mind's a prison I'm attached to. Now let me ask you, have you ever felt lost in time? And even if your sanity only cost a dime, you couldn't find 10 cents to help ease your mind. That's an everyday struggle, only part of my grind. My father left when I was 2 for his personal reasons. My mother was left behind to make sure I kept breathing. Then one night while I was sleeping, the phone began ringing. I answered with hello and time to hear a nurse speaking.
May I speak to Mr. Dugas?
Yes, this is he.
Sir, I'm sorry to inform you, but your mother is deceased.
Mama, why you? And 5 years later, my father died too. You know I cried too. I'm gone, man, I'm through.
Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say it. Pain is life and life is pain, they say it. Just pours on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze. Pain, pain is life and life is pain, it seems to pour down on your brain like rain, they say. Pain is life and life is pain. You just gotta try to see if you can make your way through the maze.
G. Brother Ant, I know this first time we've had somebody actually rap and then sing on the hook.
It is the first time, and I tell you, Taz, that was first of all the beat alone.
Yes.
Was tight. That was awesome. The beat was awesome, and like when you were talking earlier, Taz, about, you know, the 16 bars and that's how you and all that stuff. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of music that way. But
yeah,
what I do know is this though. When I listen to rap and I hear, you know, the lyrics and stuff of the music that's, you know, that they so called rappers they all sound the same, you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From the norm of what's going on today is what I like, and this is totally different, you know, from what the rappers been putting out today. This is totally different, and I enjoyed it.
Man, I appreciate hearing that. That really sounds, man. I'm glad, man. I really appreciate that, and you know what I'm saying. That means a lot to me, man, because, like I said, man, it basically is like my life story on that track. Part of my, a major part of my life story, you know what I'm saying, growing up, man, and everything. And at the same time, I got to shout out, like you said about the beat, you said the beat is hot by itself. I got to shout out my bro Vashelite on that, man. Big salutes to Vashelite, you know what I'm saying, out there holding it down. He made the beat. I seen him put it together, man, on the spot for me, man. And I basically told him, you know, I explained to him what type of track I was going for. I explained to him the lyrics, you know, the road that I wanted to go with this track. And he threw the beat together for me, you know what I'm saying? And it came out real lovely. I said, as soon as I heard it, I said, yeah, that's the one. That's it. And I got to shout out my boy Tom Ravel, man. Big Tom Ravel with them SES, them Southeast Swanger boys, man, out here in Texas, man. He filmed the official video for me, man, which was another good look, man. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and God, man, I gotta put God above everything, you know. He's the one. He's the reason for the track. He's the reason for the track because he made my life what it is. He made me have the ability to be able to put my life or part of my life story down, so to speak, on a track, on a song. So, you know, I gotta give all praise to God, man, before everything. But yeah, that's what it is, man. In a nutshell.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear that positive feedback, man.
Yeah, Zig, that was nice, man. That was really nice, man.
I got dropped out, y'all.
Don't worry about it, Taz. Me and Zig held it down until you could get back in.
You've been
late all day, Taz. I don't know what you did,
man. Hey, look, dude. I tell you, it's been a no-win battle all day long. But, yeah, that's why I love that song, really, because of the difference and the originality, where you go, you listen to a song nowadays, it almost everything is almost the same. But that had meaning to it. It had meat in it. And then it had a beat that made your head want to bump against the wall and keep time with it. So I was feeling it, bro. I was feeling it. And always stay original like that. Always stay original like that. And also, one more thing, get into the production side of it, which I guess I'm going to talk some ballistics that Ant don't know about, but production side of it is actually doing your own music, making your own beat for your own, you know what I'm saying. Have the whole package. That way, you know, it's cool to have a producer every now and then because you don't want everything to sound the same. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want everything to sound ZIG, but of course it is ZIG. But you want some more flavor on there too as well, and be diverse. But also learn that part of it too as well, because that is a very handy part of it, and it gets you more recognition, gets you more plays. You don't even have to be on somebody's track to get paid because you did the track. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just,
right,
you know, throwing that to you. Next time I talk to you, next time you at least better be talking about, well, yeah, I made about 3 or 4 tracks. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I hear you on that tag, man. I definitely see what I could do, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, everything's not so easy to come by these days, man, you know, but I don't have a beat maker or anything right now, like
right,
myself, my own program right now. But I do have, like I said, like I do have cats, man, that's down with me that you know, really normally at the drop of a dime, man, if I can speak with them, they'll be more than happy to make a beat for me and at least let me sit in and be like, okay, well, I want to hear this in the beat, or, you know, I want the beat to sound like
personal.
This or something. Yeah,
right.
So it can be good and personal for me, man. Yeah,
right,
man, but yeah, that's definitely I do agree and appreciate what you're saying too. You know,
yeah,
because I do the whole thing,
bro. I write, I produce, I do the whole thing, and I mean, I come up with ideas all the time for other people all the time. But I love music, so you know the joy of music is in me. You can tell when I love something, I'm really feeling it. And like I said, when I first heard that song, the first 3 licks. You know, the first three lines of the song, I said, yeah, I got to get with this dude because I like this song for real.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing, man. That's another thing that I really appreciate, man, like, because it's artist to artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that you know dope, so to speak, because you make dope, you know what I'm saying? You know the formula. So so when you hear it, when you hear audio dope, you know what I'm saying? That lets me know that you know exactly what you're talking about. So I know that I put you know, myself in on this track, man. I know that my heart and my soul is on that track because another fellow artist is letting me know, man. And that really means a lot to me right there, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man, because like I said, I love people that come out talking original. And talking from life experiences, because everybody is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And in this rap game, they want you to think that everybody's the same. Everybody chasing women with big butts, which I agree.
I ain't mad at that. I can't necessarily say I'm mad at that.
I can't say that. That's just phony. No, I can't say that. But I know what you mean.
They're trying to categorize it into where it's just got a formula, man.
And talking about how much money you got, man, please. You sound just like I am. Shoot, everybody ain't got money. So, I'm just, like I'm saying, and everybody ain't got away with killing nobody either. So, all that.
Let me ask something. There's a rapper out there named... 2 Chainz, right?
Yeah.
So if I got 2 Chainz too, so if I put a beat together, can I be a rapper too?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to know. 2 Chainz, think about it, man. You better get one more Chainz so you can call yourself 3 Chainz, because 2 Chainz is already out.
Oh,
3,
shit.
All right, let's come back and talk about 3 medals. I got 3 medals.
Y'all got me crowning, man.
Polo on my body. Explain that.
Oh, polo on my body.
Yeah.
Okay, you familiar with that, man. I ain't even know you was familiar with that. Yeah, that's hot right there. That's hot. Me and a cat named Big Chris, man. I've known this guy for some years, man. He's real relevant, man. He's you know, he does his thing real good. He's a good hustler in his music business and everything. I don't know. I got with him. I met back up with him. Actually, he was going under the name of DJ Retarded at the time. I didn't even realize it was him. He was.
I'm sorry, man. I even laugh. DJ
Retarded. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's the truth though, man. Like, yeah, that name throws a lot of people out. Actually, what's that? What's another DJ? On Twitter, I was hollering at him, man. I think it was DJ, it might have been, I don't even know. It's a well-known DJ. And I let him know, I was like, look, man, check this track out that my boy DJ Retarded dropped. And he hit me back with the tweet. This is the only tweet that hit me back that threw me for a loop. He was like, there's a DJ out there named DJ Retarded? And I was like, yeah, man. I said, yeah, that's my boy, man. He's putting in work. He's putting it down. But, yeah, so basically... that's how I met back up with him. I caught back up with him. I was like, who is this cat? Because the stuff he was putting out around here locally was hot, man. With another one of my boys, man, Jay Child, man. Big shouts out to him, man. Big ups. But yeah, basically, I heard about him. I was like, okay, who is this cat? So then, when I got back in touch with him, I realized who it was. It was Chris from around the way. I was like, look, Chris, man, you know, I need you to get me in, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to start dropping some of this stuff, man. I ain't been on the mic in a long time. So he basically got me in, man. You know, he put me down. We got on some freestyles and everything. And then the next thing I know, I dropped the freestyle that I had been holding on to. I wrote this a long time ago off of the beat that Hot Boy Manny Fresh and them had put out a long time ago. That UNLV Drag 'em Through the River. And
right.
Then, and yeah, and then Juvenile had later, you know, remade it and turned it into that Set It Off. So I dropped it on that beat, and he loved, I mean, I guess everybody at the spot, including himself, loved the verse. Like, he said those bars were hot. So he was like, look, I need you to give me those bars at least, because it was way more bars. Like, I dropped more than 16. But he was like,
right,
look, I need you to take the first 16 off of that, put that on this track I got. He was like, I got my verse ready. He was like, this beat is hot. He was like, this is something for the club. He was like, they're gonna love it. And he's a Louisiana cat, man. He's heavy. Me, I was born in Louisiana, so I'm Cajun by blood, but I've been raised up out here in Texas, you know what I'm saying? But I'm right here on the line, you know, where only
right.
That's on the border, so that's Louisiana and Texas at the same time. So yeah, he was like, this right here is some gumbo. He was like, man, we got to put all the funk, we got to drop everything in this gumbo, and it turned into Polo on My Body, basically. And, I mean, hey, that's hot for the club, man. They going to shake, they going to jig to it, they going to move, and they going to feel it. And, yeah, we rocked at least one show where, I mean, that show was so wild, man, you wouldn't even believe it, man. It was, I'm kind of ashamed to say they broke out a little bit of fighting. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, it was a wild show. It was definitely a wild-ass, wild night.
Zig, Polo on My Body.
Nah, I can snap back, check. Oh, I'm rich, neck. Polo off is on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? I can snap back, check. Oh, I'm wrist neck, polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh?
Polo offers on my body. Don't I look fresh? Like I jumped about the shower and I'm smelling like this. Let you turn up, show your breath.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like we do,
yeah.
You like you drank all night.
Bro,
I'm like, it needs blue cone. Boy, I've been on that dumb shit. Hold on, like my nigga in 383. Come on, man. Units in my hood since I came out to push that thug. I'm a hood boy. I know I'm for playing the trouble. Baby, shut up. Bitch, I be doobie after doobie. But like, damn, that's right, man. Don't make me have to shoot. You got my Rolo check, oh, I'm rich, fresh. And my Levi's with three sides. Some bitches on my dick.
Nah, snap back, check. Oh, I'm rich, neck. Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? I can snap back, check. Oh, I'm rich, neck. Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh?
on top. It don't stop or go flop, and it just won't quit. It's the zip
up on this microphone with a strong hit.
On the flip, my mind is timeless when I shine with the brightness cha-ching of 99 diamonds.
Bling-ding.
As I'm reclining in cars you've never seen, boy, hot like kerosene, and you see I'm still grinding. Blind are your eyes if you do try to look at me. You might not see me, cause I'll be sitting crookedly, cooking beats up with fantastic rapping tactics. Have you doing back?
Nah, I can snap back, yeah. Oh, I'm rich, neck. Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? I can snap back, yeah. Oh, I'm rich, neck. Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Don't I look fresh? Polo offers on my body, body. Don't I look fresh?
Don't I look fresh? I like that song as well, dog.
That's crunk, man. That's something else. That song is something else, man.
Zig, give your information so people know exactly where to get up at you, get some of this music too.
Yeah, well, let me see. You could definitely hit me on Facebook. www.facebook.com/Zig, a.k.a. Zig. That's Z-I-G, a.k.a. Z-I-G. You could hit me on, now that's my artist page. You can hit me on my personal page if you want to, facebook.com/B-Zig-Dugas. That's the letter B, the letter Z-I-G-D-U-G-A-S. You can hit me on Twitter, obviously. I mean, I got so many pages, man. You can hit me on Twitter, you know, twitter.com/ Z-I-G underscore FCF. Let me give you the sound. I got a SoundCloud. You can hit me on SoundCloud. Let me see what that joint is real quick. Let's see. All right, hold on. Yeah, hit me on SoundCloud. Okay, that's soundcloud.com/ Zig, a.k.a. Zig. You know, I try to keep it simple. You already know.
thank you for coming through, putting it down, because, like I said, I love the music. Brother Ant, I know you were shaking over there. That's what you're used to, right, Brother Ant?
that one right there, see, that reminds me back in the 90s when me and my boys was getting together. We get in the car and
Riding
to the club. And we riding to the club and all was just bobbing our heads and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what that reminds me of right there. Going straight to the club and stuff, you know, get a couple of drinks inside you and then play the same song going home. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's the club vibe, man. It's got club written all over it, man.
Again, thank you, Z.I.G. We got on the line 614 area code 614. I think I know who this is, but introduce yourself, 614.
Miss Diggy Dolce.
What's up, Dolce, homie?
How you doing?
From 08 to the 10, I know you. my cousin is Martell Starr. That's how I ran.
Ah.
Yeah, that's my cousin. I'm from Ohio as well. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm doing very good.
I want you to say hello to the fellas. Z.I.G., another artist, is on, and also my co-host, Ant.
How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Good.
How you doing, Ms. Dolce? How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dolce, I want you to tell me exactly. Now, I read it, but tell me exactly how you got the name now. I read it. I don't want to give it away. I want you to tell how they started calling you Dolce.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different histories behind it. I mean, I've always been a sweetheart, and that's kind of originally where it came from. You know, Diggy was a nickname, and Dolce just represented that, you know, I'm pretty sweet. I'm sweet at everything, for real. And I mean, that's kind of where it came from. Everything I do.
She almost made me drop the phone, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the summary right there. That's the summary.
So how did you start doing music?
Well, long story short, I probably started when I was younger. I was playing the piano. Mom got me started early, and then as I got older, I got hip to producing, so I started producing. And then obviously, you know, if you're a spitter, I've always written poetry. I've always helped ghostwrite on other people's tracks. So after a while, I couldn't help but get bit by the rapping bug myself.
Right.
So I kind of hat in the game. I'm also DJing as well, so I love entertainment. I love music. I love to create epicness. So that's kind of how I got started. And then I was surrounded by my team, the Empire Entertainment, and they're ridiculous. I got about 12 teammates, 12 artists on the label, and they pressured me as well. So it was just kind
I didn't
of
know you DJ. That's one that was new on me right there. That's pretty
yeah,
cool
well,
right there.
I actually started off, I mean, before I got into it as an adult when I was a teenager, I did an internship with Radio 1, and I've always loved the art of DJing, so that was pretty much, between DJing and producing, that was like my passion. And then, you know, when I found out I was pretty good at rapping, I went ahead and ran with that too.
Now, what happened for me was I went to the page, I thought you was, you know, doing a modeling thing, which you probably did a few clips of that as well, and I found out as I looked on your page that you did some music. I said, well, I got to check this music out. I went to Dat Piff and downloaded the mixtape and was pleasantly surprised. I said, oh, I got to hit homie up. This
Thank
is real
you.
Right here, because I was
I
feeling it for real.
Thank you. Well, I grew up under the influence of hip-hop, you know. I hate to call it old school, but I guess right now it is old school. And
yes,
that's my
old school.
So
yes.
I tried to keep it. I tried to keep it, or at least bring it back, because, you know, we definitely have everything but that right now. So
for real. For real.
I was trying to keep it real, yeah. And pay homage to what, you know, I grew up on, because that's what raised me.
Right. Kicking Clouds, the song Kicking Clouds. That's like one of my favorite tracks on here. Explain that before I play it.
Kicking Clouds, and it's a great song to talk about. Kicking Clouds, I believe I did that with NetB, another artist from the Empire. And that was basically one of those songs where, I mean, it is what it sounds like. We were talking about Empire living. It's a way of life. It's a state of mind. And, you know, we're fly. And everything we do is fly. Everything we do is above standard. And so we're kicking clouds in the sky. We're leaving our footprints in the clouds. And it's just basically leaving our mark, you know, in the universe, in the world, and letting the people know what Empire Living really means. So that's pretty much what the song was about. It's one of my favorite songs, too.
Diggy Dolce, Kicking Clouds.
Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky. Yeah. Empire state of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky. Yeah.
Sitting on my young throne, I have much to learn. Like you said, who's beneath me are not of my concern. No, got an empire to run, gotta be tactical. Plan big, dream big, but think practical. Or think practically, ain't none intact as we. I put on for my team and they put on for me. Talented tenth of this generation. Influence and forward movement through epic music is our concentration. Born ready, and I've been more than patient. At the top of my world is where I am stationed. Looking down, they say it's lonely at the top, but the feeling is so amazing, I feel I'll never stop.
Such a high,
I've been blessed to feel it. So surreal, the appeal is well worth the risk, and I'm on it. No looking down and no looking back. It's more than rap, know that.
Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky. Empire state of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky. Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky. Empire state of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave the footprints in the sky.
Motivation. is what I wanna orchestrate. Salutations, now we can conversate. You ain't talking about big bucks, nigga. This song ain't for you, might as well get fucked, nigga. On the block, 12 hours with my CD, just so I can get my 50 minutes on the TV. How you gon' see me if I don't see you? You stand prayer with your flow, your rap see-through. Not speaking Hebrew, how you can't understand? A lot of money with no friends equal a lonely man. That's not my only plan. Money is secondary. The first one is to blow and become legendary. If that don't work, then it's back to the street. Quarters, halves, and whole things till the nigga eat. All I'm trying to do is stay up on my feet. If you disagree, then come and meet me in the street, nigga.
Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, no buildings in the sky. Empire state of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leave a footprint in the sky. Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Leaving footprints in the sky. Empire state of mind so fly. Leaving footprints in the sky. Empire living till I die. State of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leaving footprints in the sky. Empire state of mind so fly. Kicking clouds, leaving footprints in the sky.
Yo, I'm going to give it to the panel, because I already know I'm feeling it, but I'm going to give it to the panel and let them say what they got to say. Zig, I'm going to go with you first. What you got to say about Kicking Clouds?
That joint is hot. That joint is definitely hot, man. It's fly, like she was saying, exactly like you were saying, Diggy. That shit is
thank
fly.
You, thank you. Respect.
Brother, yeah. Hey.
It was all right, I guess, man. I don't know, man. It was all right. Yeah, it wasn't. No, let me stop. Taz, you're a bad influence on me, man. Taz is a bad influence on me, man. Taking shit. No, that was fly. I like that. That was.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. That was good.
She came in with the confidence and the swag, like.
Yeah.
These pheasants is below me, and you know what I'm saying. I'm sitting on the gold throne right now, commanding
right.
I was feeling you. I was feeling you.
That's what's up. I try to be a positive role model. I mean, right now we have a lot of girls that don't really have something to look up to. That's a figure of strength and positiveness. So I'm trying to do that. They have plenty of other options for everything else. So I figure, worst case scenario, if I could teach them to act like queens and talk like queens, you know. We might get something out of it.
How about now? See, how about that, Taz? How different is that when
right.
we hear something like that, something positive like that, compared to hearing
somebody?
Yeah, I mean,
it's easy. It's easy to water it down.
I'm sorry.
You know?
I'm sorry. I got to put her name out there because I don't like her. You know, that's so positive, and it's better than hearing with anything that you know Nicki Minaj has. Because
I knew that was the name. I knew that was the one coming.
Yeah.
I knew it. It had to be that one, man.
You just killed me from getting Nicki on the show now. But,
right, right.
Damn.
Well, hey, you never know. Controversy is controversy. You're wrong.
It's all good because
yeah,
some
I mean,
of the stuff
that's,
she said,
that's
I ain't. Yes.
Yeah, that's all we got. I mean, we don't really have that many female artists that are mainstream right now. They're all much older. I mean, the ones that we could have looked up to aren't really as active as they used to be, and so for Nicki to dominate the way she is, I don't think anybody should be a saint if they don't want to be, but to have an alternative is good. I have two daughters, and it's frustrating because, you know, I only let them listen to my music or kids' music because it's like if they
right.
listen to the radio, they're saying stuff that they don't even know what they're talking about, and it's like as an adult, I don't knock Nicki and other artists that, you know, do what they do, but now that I'm a parent, it's kind of like, I just want my kids to have an option.
Right. And I believe that there are a lot of different female artists that's underground that you got to go search for real.
Oh, yeah, and they're dope. Yeah, a lot
right,
of
like yourself, because like I said, when I went and found you, I listened, I said, oh, heck yeah. I'm feeling this for real. And there's a lot of them that don't get the exposure. But, of course, y'all doing your own thing for real on the real real. Because I got play daughters around the country that do their own thing. And one of them, she goes off to the islands and performs, and she's performed in Tokyo and Japan. So she's doing her thing as well. So I can't say there's nobody else out there. You just got to go out there and look for them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the only as far as nobody being out there, it's just hard to find them on a commercial level. I mean, sometimes you wonder what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? What are y'all looking for? Are y'all only looking for the Nikki type, or are y'all ever going to let somebody else come in and give them some kind of a, you know,
Nikki, now, when you
that's all I got to say about that.
When you write, Biggie, how do you come out and write you a hit? I mean, what is your influences? What inspires you?
Life. A lot of what I write about, I mean, the good and bad thing about me as an artist is I'm going to make a lot more reality tracks than I am going to make, you know, the club bangers. I can make a club banger, but so can a lot of other people. I'm very much a lyricist, so a lot of what I write is usually what I'm going through or what I see somebody else going through or something that, you know, provokes an emotion or that teaches a lesson or that speaks of something. A lot of times I write about social issues. I like to write about things that affect girls and women and stuff like that. So it just depends. Usually the beat speaks to me. I love samples. If I find the right sample, I can go for days. And,
right.
You know, that's usually what it is.
How Dope Life Is. Explain that.
That song?
Love it. I love this song, too.
That's one of my favorite songs as well. That's actually one of my favorite features as well. I really love Damari's verse on that song. It's, man, that was a song that was actually very much so inspired by, you know, a stressful time, and it was kind of one of those moments that you have to kind of use reverse psychology, you know, how dope is life? No matter what I'm doing, I'm trying to live right. I just feel like I'm getting in my own way. Sometimes people don't realize that they stop themselves from being successful or they stop themselves from being happy, and when they realize it, they almost want to give up. They get frustrated. They don't know what to do, and it's like sometimes you have to look at it and say, yo, how dope is life? You know, how dope is it that I can go through all these struggles and wake up the next day and a blessing comes, or maybe it doesn't, but I'm still breathing, and that means I can still get to it. So it's kind of a, you know, it's like we're being sarcastic. It's like,
right.
You got to psych your mind into staying positive, because if you can't, there's going to be something negative in everything you do. You know, there's going to be something negative in every day you go through. If you don't find a reason to still appreciate that life, you know, what's the point? So that's kind of what that song is about.
How Dope Life Is.
Marathon Music.
Marathon. Yeah, Dog J. Empire. Top elite. Shut up and listen.
How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right. Talk like getting my own way. I pray every night. I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right. Talk like getting my own way. I pray every night. I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life?
Life. Damn, what a game. We all got one, it's just the way that you play that. Makes the difference that sets the limits, the state of your mental, set your potential. Grown woman, big business owner, living the fly life, change the climate when I wanna. And not for nothing, I'm the hottest lady out here. I'm repping something kinda epic. But understand what it took for me to make it here. And overstand what it takes for me to take it there. I got so much on my back, it seems it's only fair. I get the shine I deserve instead of dark stares. I'm taking baby steps with the mind of a giant. It's just me against the world, I'm faithful, I will triumph. Things what ain't killed me really did make me stronger. So many blessings I can't count on.
How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right. Sometimes I get in my own way. I pray every night. I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right. Sometimes I get in my own way. I pray every night. I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life?
Making my money. Doing my drugs. Fucking with bitches. I stay in the club. The typical rapper, that's what you think. I be going through so much shit, ain't nothing sweet.
Ain't nothing
people
sweet.
Pulling me left, then they pulling me right. Put some time to myself, I gotta put up a fight. How you deal with the rumors? How you deal with the critics? When the door slams shut, I'm still 10 toes in it. I don't know how to lose, cause I train myself. So when things go wrong, I only blame myself. Can't do shit like a boss, nigga. I'm Damari Fowles, 25-8, that's no days off, nigga. I'm good, keep a smile on my face. Even when these second-rate niggas blaming first place. I'm feeling pretty good about my chances. If life is a bitch, then I guess we won't miss it.
I feel like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right, sometimes I get in my own way. I pray every night, I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right, sometimes I get in my own way. I pray every night, I put in work on the daily. With me by my side, I know that I'll never fail me. How dope is life? Feels like I'm living the wrong way. I wanna live right.
How dope is life? That's Diggy Dolce. She got cut off, y'all.
She did.
Yeah, she got cut off. Her number's not up on the board. But I know that song was hot. Brother Ant, I'm going to go with you first.
Damn, man. And she not here to hear my critique. But that was hot. You know.
I knew you would like that one.
Man, Taz, that whole song, the whole thing, the whole beat, that was dope, man.
Yeah.
This is what rap music, it's a shame that rap music is so commercialized. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
because
it is.
This type of music right here, this type of rap, and what Zig did earlier, this is what needs to be put on mainstream. This is what needs to be happening. Because that was dope, man. I'm a fan. I'm scooping up all this stuff now. You know, I'm going on YouTube. I'm getting all this stuff now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. I basically piggyback off of what Brother Ann's saying, man. Yeah, I mean, that's real music. That's real, like, for real, that's real music. That's what needs to be played. Like, I'm not going to knock everything else. I'm not saying that everything else don't need to get played. Everything else has, you know, its place. But definitely, man, we need to start hearing more of this on the radio. Like, I don't understand why we're not hearing this real life stuff on the radio, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe
well,
people can't hear real life these days. I don't know.
That be. It's the powers that be. And until we, as fans, demand stuff like this and quit listening to the garbage that's already out there, we'll get our say. And we'll get some of this good music, meaningful music that's supposed to be on real radio. But believe me, here at ATAZP, I'm going to play this till I die, bro. Till I die.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes till 10. I'm going to let you go. I want to thank Zig, Z-I-G, for being in the house. Diggy Dolce for coming through, putting it down. My co-host, Ant, Brother Ant. I got to get back to this game, y'all. It's the Miami Heat, brother.
Yo. We doing it, man. We doing it and doing it well. Real quick before I go, let me shout out FCF and the whole Fruit City faculty, baby. And Taz, man, I appreciate you for having me on your show, man. Salute, man. Brother
it's
Ant,
all
peace,
good.
Man. I'm gone. All right.
Zig, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, Zig.
All right, later.
Later on, Brother Ann. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks because we ain't got no show next week, praise God.
Okay, man. I'll talk. Well, you know me, we're going to talk on Facebook anyway. So.
Yeah. No, for real. We're going to. Next show that's supposed to be on is Spoken Word. Got two spoken word artists that do their thing around the country. One is my brother that I've been knowing for years, Mark Lacey, a book writer, author, everything else. And Kimiko is her name. I met her years ago. She does spoken word as well. So we're going to have a good time. And I'm going to do some spoken word, read some of my pieces too. So Brother Ann will be in here listening to all three of us.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'll be here.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
All right, man. Peace out,
peace,
man.